You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him. Love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. Yeah. And you know you did it with a lot of hell. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I have been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he comes in a mess with y'all.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. 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 I love him. Love him, I love him. I love him. Love, love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall. You look what I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, 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 love him.
Hey, good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Shine Lord Radio, hosted by your girl B. Ray. And we're on We Talk Radio Network. I want you to sit back, relax, enjoy the gospel music that will be played tonight, and we will have some conversation later on the show. But for right now, enjoy the music, and thank you for tuning in.
Wondering how the things go wrong. Every night asking myself what happened to our happy home. Will I ever see you again? I need to know, my friend.
Now the past is gone.
Past is gone.
Tomorrow's on.
But tomorrow. I need you around. I'm willing to trade in my life. Reminiscing on what we used to share, and how we used to be such a happy pair. Oh yeah, I cannot believe we've thrown it all away. Tell me, will I see you again someday? The past is gone, but tomorrow.
My life.
said I love my music and I love my fans, but I've got to step back, look at this thing like it's shown up here.
So I'm gonna trade it.
Tell me, do you remember when we used to play?
Welcome back to the Shine Lord Radio. This is B. Ray holding it down. Of course, I got T. Smiley and Kia D. co-piloting with me. What's up, y'all?
What up, what up?
What's up with it? What's up with it?
What's up with it? So today, you know, with everything going on, I decided to make this show just about music. People get messages through music, so this is pretty much what this show is going to be about today. It's a music show. Inspirational, not all gospel, of course. It's still going to have some motivational meaning beside it, because I think at this time in our life, we need that motivation from songs. We need that motivate. We need to hear those words. And it's like, it's no better way of saying those words than to listen to the melody, listen to the chorus or the hook of a song and get the message. What do y'all think?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
I agree.
Yeah,
a lot of times, you know, just sitting back and listening to a song, the words that you've been praying for something, you could have been praying for something and praying for something, and then God will release it in a song, you know. And or I remember when I was like 16 years old, and John P. Key, one of John P. Key's first album and Yolanda Adams' first album, I would just listen to it over and over again, and I was going through something so tough back then, and I didn't realize that the words at the time that I was speaking, I was just singing. You know, those are the two only CDs I had back then. They were tapes, actually, not CDs. I had two tapes. They were the only two tapes that I had, and so I literally would play them constantly, you know, and it saved my life to a certain degree, because I continued to speak those words that were singing, that I was singing in song, the good, positive, God, you know, godly words that I was speaking into my life, instead of the negative stuff that we hear on the radio, such as, watch this, there's a song right now to talk, it's one I can't remember, All My Friends Are Dead, Push Me to the Edge. You know, you talk about killing yourself, you talk about wanna being dead, you talk about, these are the songs that these kids are singing right now. You know what I'm saying? So yeah,
oh,
words
wow.
are very powerful. Yeah. Who sings that song?
The
Weeknd.
I don't know,
something?
I have to Google that one.
Something. But it's just a crazy song that, you know, and it's a lot of crazy songs like that out there. That's just one. There's a lot of songs out
right.
there that talk about killing somebody, killing yourself, so on and so forth, hurting you, hurting somebody. I don't want to be alive. Instead of speaking powerful, amazing words into your life, and so that's what great songs can do. So yeah, you're absolutely right.
Right, because I was like, you know, not trying to sound antifa-ish, quote unquote, but not trying to kill the Black Lives Matter dream, but people that's tuning in live, that's going to come back and listen to the replay, I feel like they need a change of pace, because like all last week we talked about what's going on. It's still going on. It's not going to change until we get the right people in office. So I was like, you know, what am I going to do? I'm sitting here consulting with folks, you know, but I need to find the people. The people are harder to find now because their mind is on the Black Lives Matter. My series that I wanted to start was Christian Dating. Wow. Yeah. So I wanted to get like some experts or just some regular everyday people to share their Christian dating experiences, as you know, being labeled as a Christian, showing your godly side in a relationship, how does that affect the physical or the flesh, and how does it affect your dating? You know, because most of the time people start out dating, it's the first thing that they're attracted to. They're not really attracted right to the person. So dating as a Christian was going to be a serious issue. But like I say, I couldn't get it started today because people are still on this other stuff, which is no problem. That's why we have music. And so speaking of Yolanda Adams and John P. Key and Kirk Franklin, those are some of my first albums. Well, you write tapes that I listened to back in the day that I got my jam off of, got my motivation to keep pressing forward. So we're going to check out "And" by John P. Key, "Thank You" by Mary Mary and Franklin, and then we'll be right back, okay?
All right.
Already.
Take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh.
Stand for righteousness.
And be counted
among them that shall reign with Him.
Yeah. 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 Oh,
stand
yeah.
With friends are called.
Oh.
Stand when you're all alone.
And believe
He shall receive His own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of my children to stand. Everybody say it,
you stand.
Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh,
Okay, all right. That was John P. Key, Stand, and Mary and Kurt Franklin, Thank You. And you're listening to the Shine Lord Radio with LB Ray, Kia D, and T. Smiley. What's up, y'all?
Hey, turning up on Sunday on the Shine Lord Radio Show.
All right, so let me ask a question. With everything that's going on, mind you, we've been locked down for 2.5, 3 months. With everything that's going on with the protests, how come we ain't heard nothing about Rona?
Come on now. Come on now. Talk about it. You know, I heard somebody the other day say it's all a conspiracy. Somebody the other day said it's all a conspiracy. You know, they just put one conspiracy in our face, and now they took that, and now we got a whole other situation we're dealing with. You know, some people, everybody has different thoughts. Some people feel like that. People feel like this entire thing is a conspiracy. All I know is a black man, conspiracy or not, was killed for no reason, and we're tired of it. And so guess what? Corona's still there, but we done had to pray and ask God to bless us through this because we've been a riot. We've been to burn down some stuff, and we've been a loot. That's exactly what we said, and we asked God to protect us while we out here. That's basically what done happened. Because they're still out there.
I noticed a trend. I keep up with the daily trend of the Rona in different areas, particularly my area. And it's like the number is steady increasing. Like from this morning to now, I kid you not, the total officially confirmed in Dallas, 12,093. The number of deaths, that's plus 200. Three more that's been tested, or they tested with us and came back on top of 1293. Okay, then we had 264 deaths plus two more that just died today. Between 8 o'clock this morning and now, two more. So, what does that tell us? I mean, we're some people that was protesting had on masks, you know, some didn't. But we got people yelling through loudspeakers, and when you talk, sometimes you're going to spit. You got people holding hands. You got people, you know, just touching the same surfaces, and it's spreading. So I heard on the news, and I also had a news story, that Monday night when the protesters here in Dallas were supposed to just stay at George Allen Courthouse, that and then they marched on to the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge, there was a person who was already positive for COVID-19. He knew he was positive.
That is correct.
There's no shame in his life anyway, with no coverings or anything. And now they're saying, well, everybody's been protesting, they're urging them to go get tested. This was a stage mass contamination event.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mass contamination event. Because we're already quarantined and locked down. Some states are opening up slowly or whatever. But those states that are opening up slowly, they're right steady increasing. This stuff is real. It won't be real to people until it hits somebody that they know. But it's actually real. And people are, like, just taking this as a joke. I was even asked by a family member over the weekend, hey, let's go to the water park. I'm saying, aren't you afraid that COVID is going to be running rapid at a water park? She said, honestly, no. I'm like, well, honestly, no, I won't be going. I would rather take my chance at Six Flags, where I know they're sanitized each ride after everyone gets off, then at a water park. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I mean,
you're in water. That chlorine is not killing us.
Yeah.
Is that something?
Back to what you were saying earlier, I had we had a patient at my job. Just got out the hospital. She was a COVID positive patient. And the very next day, she was trying to fly. Now, you know, they do like testing like everywhere. So this lady thought she was going to get on a plane. She was fussing at us about a travel machine for her to get on the plane. She got the machine. She got all the way to the airport, and they turned her away.
Oh, wow. I mean, but you should have just rented the car and went to where you was going.
Why didn't you just say yourself, I got COVID?
Why didn't you just go home? Because
and that was the other thing I was going to say. Why you just didn't stay at home and have them fly to you or whoever you was trying to see fly to you?
But that's why we have so many cases and so many people that are getting it, because people like that don't understand or they don't care or whatever the case may be. They just trying to get out because, like you said, they've been locked up for like 2-3 months. And whether they contract the virus or not, they still trying to do their own thing. And the end result is they spreading it.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Now, as parents, we're all parents.
Uh-huh.
Since things are rolling out slowly, would you feel comfortable with your child or children going out with their friends, hanging out, and you don't have an eye on them?
Not happening. I have a 14-year-old. Not happening.
I have a 7- and a 5-year-old, so they... If they're not with me, they with their mom and they at home. Now, I can't say they do go to like their house, but as far as they go, that's it.
Okay. The situation happened over the weekend, and I'm like, so my 16-year-old is not going nowhere. I don't care what he say, what kind of he try to throw, he ain't going nowhere. This stuff is still rampant. They sent out a group text, whoever, like a group of his friends sent out a group text talking about they wanted to go to the West End. No, they wanted to go to D. Bella, since school was out and all that. And I said, have you not looked at the news? Why would I allow you to get on the bus or go in a car to D. Bella? Nowhere really in Dallas is safe. I mean, we really drove around all day Friday locations that I didn't even know was hit by rioters. Marching stations, some places there is boarded up. I knew City was, but the Target looked safe. However, the Kroger's and the Ross wasn't. The Kroger's and the Ross had boarded up windows. So it looked like they was closed. Only reason why you knew it was open because they had the doors open and they had people standing in line at Ross trying to get in. So, and then we also went by which hospital? We was on Harry Hines because I was going to look at something. And this place is on Harry Hines is where the... I'm like, so you need to allow you to go out and you don't have an adult supervision and all of this is going on. You could become one of the people that's going to be the next protest about. And it's hard having a black son and trying to keep them safe, but also trying to let them have freedom. So, both of y'all got girls, right?
We do.
Y'all got girls.
We've got girls.
Okay. So, I have a son, so I get to have it the hardest. Why is it that these kids cannot get it through their head that it is not safe for them to be out?
Well, it's interesting because I remember when I was his age and my mama couldn't have told me not to go out either. I was going to find a way or something. I mean, it was just, you know, we at that age, they just really don't understand the complexity of what's happening, even when we explain it to them, because they haven't experienced enough. Now, even though there are some children out there who have been through the fire and the flood, some of them still are going to push the level, and they still want to go. They just, you know, to them, you know, kids seem like they act as if they're invincible. You know, they ride that line. Think about roller coasters, and they, you know, I would not ride a roller coaster. I rode a roller coaster all my life when I was younger. Boy, I was at Six Flags all the time. I worked at Six Flags and rode them roller coasters all the time. Now that I'm an adult, you can't pay me. to go down there and ride no roller coaster. Because I know better. Shoot, I know what the ride is made of. I know what it needs. I know it needs some more support, some more sturdiness. And I know I could possibly fly off of it. But a youth, a teenager, a kid, they don't care. To them, it's like, no, not me. It's not going to happen to me. And so, see, that's what happens a lot of times. I will say this, too. There was a time when I was in Mexico, and it was the time when the swine flu had hit. We were in Mexico on a Saturday when we heard about the swine flu. Our flight was scheduled to come back on that Monday. We were the very first flight out of Mexico. The swine flu hit in Mexico. We were the very first flight out of Mexico on Monday morning at 6 a.m. We did not know if we were going to get out. We didn't know if we had the swine flu. But we were praying to God. They didn't check us. Because if we had the swine flu, that meant we had to stay there. We were going to be quarantined. But I had a conversation a couple days ago with the people that took that trip with me, because some of those same people were saying, I don't know how in the world people could just get on a plane. And I said, well, you remember that time we took that trip to Mexico and we came back trying to make sure, praying to God, that they didn't check us for swine flu? I said, it's the exact same thing. People only think about what they want when they want it. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. And so I heard there's another version of the flu coming out on top of Corona, which is the bird flu. Have y'all heard that?
Talking about it today. It was the first time I heard about it.
Okay. So all these different illnesses and viruses, what have you, coming out back to back to back, what do you think the ultimate goal is?
To control the population everywhere.
Population control. And
eliminate the people that they don't want. Think about it. The elitist, that 1%, they don't care. They don't even want the people that are out there protesting on this planet. They don't want them here. So since they don't want them here,
I have a different opinion. That's one, but the other one was it was to bring people closer to God, because God feels like we have gotten away from Him. So He's putting a reset button, kind of like with the 40-day flood, 40 days and 40 night flood. He's pushing a reset button. Only the strong will survive. Only those that are strong in His faith will survive. What's your opinion on that? I mean, I understand the mass destruction of people because that's the man-made part of it, but what is the real reason?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. What is the real reason? That's the question pretty much probably for everybody. We don't know, but if agenda, there's definitely an agenda.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They knew that all those people going out there protesting, no matter who they were, white, Black, they knew that they were going to be the population that supported Black people. So with that being said, they want to eliminate them. They want to 100% eliminate them. They don't care if they die off the face of the planet of COVID. They could care less.
Mm-hmm.
So for them,
that's just crazy.
This could have been a setup. They could have set it up like this. And Mr. Derek Chauvin, you know, was the bait, if you know what I'm saying. And so was George
mm-hmm.
Floyd, guys, with the soul. I mean,
yeah,
George Floyd. We out there protesting heavy and hard. Protesting hard. And we gonna stay out there. And guess what? Those people are willing to risk their lives. They know COVID is real. They know COVID is out there, and they are willing to risk their lives.
And that's where God gives us the discernment of truth and reality versus what I want when I want it.
Agreed.
I mean, he gives us that appointment, but if we don't use it, then, I mean, who fault is it? God's fault that we don't use what he gave us. Yes, science is out there. Yes, you have doctors, you know, telling us what to do, and you have the government telling us what to do. But you put all those three things together, you have the BIBLE, which is the basic instructions before leaving Earth, telling you what to do. So which one are you going to follow?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And I'm not one to say I'm thumping. I don't thump scriptures at people. I ain't no Bible thumper. But I just think of it on that level because, I mean, really it's hard to describe. It's like you're teaching a toddler right from wrong. You are already an adult, and you know right from wrong. Yet you want to go back to your toddler state and do the toddler things. So that's another way of the mass contamination.
Absolutely,
because you're bringing people to the masses, and you contaminate. And it's all in your fault of the okie doke. There is other ways of protesting and getting your voice heard and getting your voices out there besides being in large crowds and gatherings when we're supposed to be social distancing. Go to your local government website and write petitions. Sign your name on petitions that pop up. Make sure you read all. Don't just have read it, but read it and sign it if you agree with it. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
That's still you're protesting. If I don't like something, you don't like something, Big Joe don't like something, these matters don't like something, but CPMB like it, they don't have to sign it. But at least the other four of us that put out there, we don't. So it's like, you know, we're getting the ball rolling. Something is going to happen. A change is going to come eventually. But I haven't caused anyone harm by putting them in danger of someone. I haven't, you know, put myself in harm from the possible exposure. But I'm still making my voice be heard. And I think that's what the people take a step back and realize. I understand what they're doing. I really do. But they need to take a different approach, being that we were already in a pandemic. So that's just my little two cents.
And you are absolutely
that's
right.
Just my little two cents.
This pandemic is 100% real. And we got to take it. We got to take it as that 100% real. It's not fake. People are dying. It's not real. It's not fake. People are absolutely dying, and we do have to be cautious, and that's one of the reasons why I've decided not to have my events for 2020. We're moving those to 2021, but because I don't want to bring people in large crowds together, I don't want to do it. I'm not willing to do it. But I think that there comes a time when, especially right now, if we didn't get out and we didn't say something and we didn't become radical and we didn't demand change, I think that there would have been another. I don't think Derek Chauvin would have had a murder charge at all.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that absolutely 100%. All of the us coming together, protesting and rioting as we have definitely made the difference. And if you are a believer like I'm a believer, one thing I know is God will protect us, even in the midst of our protesting near a coronavirus victim.
Right.
If you know like I know, we will
mm-hmm.
be protected.
Yes, yes, yes. Wow. Our time is almost up. Yeah.
I know.
Time's
up. It went by quick. I know.
All right. It went by quick. So Kia D, will you play us out and I'll play a couple of more instrumental stuff? And we will see you guys on the other side, which is at 8 o'clock in the morning for the Morning Grind with Ejana Owens, followed by Monday evening with Kia D Unplugged, the one and only.
That's right. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. it goes down. We're going to talk. Definitely, we're going to have a Hot Topic panelist on, and we're going to be talking about things that are important. So tune in tomorrow night or at 8 p.m. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we just want to stop and thank you for this moment, this opportunity. We know that some didn't make it to this minute, but we made it. We have an opportunity, Father God, to cry out and not let the rocks cry out for us. And so, Father God, here we are crying out to you. Thanking you, Lord God, just thanking you for your goodness and your kindness and your mercy and your grace, Father God. And we pray that as we go out tonight and go into our homes, Father God, we pray that you would keep us protected all the way there, Father God. And tonight while we sleep, Father God, we pray that you would just give us a resting heart, Father God, and peace all over our minds, Father God, and allow us to wake up refreshed in the morning, ready to start the day, Father God, only like you want us to, like powerhouses, Lord. Father God, we pray these things over our lives. We pray a financial blessing over everyone who's tuned in tonight, Father God. We pray that you will reach down deep, Father God, in your pockets, Father God. Nobody's pockets on this earth, Father God. Only your pockets, Father God. Reach down deep, Father God, and we pray that you will shower down a blessing. Don't sprinkle it, Lord. Shower down a blessing on us in Jesus' name. We love you. And we will continue to honor you. We praise you forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And thank you for tuning in. We will see you next week for on the Shine Lord Radio. But be sure to catch us all week on for our other radio shows. Thank you for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.
Woo woo. Yeah.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power.
Know where it is to break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.